This is John Batzer, conversation with colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, observing the frustration of voters in Europe and the United States, especially New York, but really over these last years. And Joseph uses the metaphor of a sledgehammer. Voters take a sledgehammer, not necessarily on one side of the aisle or the other, both sides, sledgehammers. An example would be the election of Donald Trump, despite the fact that Democrats thought he'd be easy to beat, and the election of Manmin Mamdani, despite the fact that the Republicans think he would be easy to beat elsewhere in the country. Be careful who you find to be an attractive candidate to defeat. Be very careful. Liable to turn up on stage. The winner. Here's Joe to explain. More of this tonight.
What we're discovering in Europe, and again, I think this is something that people in the U.S. need to be aware of, if you weren't already, by the success of President Trump in his elections, voters are very frustrated, and they are looking for sledgehammers that they can use to break apart the political process. And I think that conservatives can currently fall into the trap of thinking that somehow the political right is in control of that process, even if traditional conservative parties like the Christian Democrats in Germany or the Les Républicains in France or the Old Guard Republican Party in the U.S. are not in control of it. The conservative movement in general is control because so many of these insurgent parties are on the right. But that isn't actually true. I mean, you also have surging political movements on the left. I mean, a dude named Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who's the French equivalent of Bernie Sanders, has had a very good run in French politics lately. You had the Corbyn phenomenon in the UK for a few years. You now have Zoran Mamdani and, you know, before him, the Squad, AOC and her friends in Congress in the US. So this is a sign that voters are venting frustration on both sides, and conservatives should not assume that they are always going to be the beneficiaries of that.